everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we are small. I'm seeing shin high, mostly just breaking on the beach with offshore winds. I'm seeing an occasional knee-high set every once in a while, but those are pretty far and few between. For tomorrow and Tuesday, an area of low pressure is going to be passing over the state from the east. Most likely, we're looking at offshore winds for south of the Cape and onshore winds for north of there. Now, that's going to keep smaller conditions for the southern areas, but potential onshore winds and wind swell for the northern areas. Winds are going to turn southeast and build for the afternoon across the entire state. That's going to add a little bit of wind swell size from the entire region, but don't expect a whole lot of size. Now looking ahead, we should still have southeast winds in the mid-teens and wind swell on top of a little background bump for Wednesday. So it's looking like northern Florida is going to see the best of this. Central and southern Florida might be shadowed out by the islands a little bit on this particular swell. Northern and north central Florida looks like it should get by the lucky waist, but some models are giving it a little more size than that. However, that's kind of dependent on what this area low pressure is going to do. There is a lot of disagreement for the next couple days in the models on this one. Most models are keeping it pretty tame. The icon was showing it spinning up into like maybe a tropical storm. Now the icon though, I take with a grain of salt because sometimes it has a little too much digital coffee in the morning and it just shows extreme weather that honestly shouldn't really happen. But you never know, a couple times it's been right while the other models have undercalled it. Looks like the southeast winds are gonna stick around for the rest of the week, but we're gonna be on a downward trend all the way into the weekend. So a little bit of update on the website. I know you guys have noticed that we've had that Wabasso Beach camera location kind of been teasing for a while now. Well, that's just because it's taken a long time to get to where we are right now. And it looks like this week we should be able to get that camera up and running. So as soon as that camera pops online, probably later this week, I'll let you guys know. And if all works out well there, we might be adding a few more Indian River County locations to our surf cam repertoire. So I'm going to keep an eye on this area low pressure and check back in on Wednesday. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.